Hey, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bezer Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Nun Ches. Tonight, we are doing Se'ifim Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalid. So let us begin. This is page Reish Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Yud Beis. Karpef Beis Shlosha Se'in. If let's say you have a karpef that's three se'in, so it's Yoser mi beis asayim, and therefore it would need to be hukaf ludira. V'kirim imenu beis sa'a, but then you roof over one beis sa'a, leaving you with only beis asayim, which is still within the range that doesn't need to be hukaf ludira. Mutter, that's going to be mutter. Afilu makiri meshupa, even if the roofing is a slanted roof. Says the Mishaburu, mutter shepitikra yored v'sosim. The basis of the heter over here is the concept of pitikra yored v'sosim, that the edge of the roof, we view it as if it forms a halachic wall between the beis sa'a that it covers and the beis asayim that it doesn't cover. Vavikilu mechitza mafsekes bein hasa'a hamakora lebeis asayim she'ena makora. So it's as if you have a mechitza that divides between the beis sa'a that's roofed and the beis asayim that's not roofed. V'nimtza she'en shamel lebeis asayim, and therefore you only have a beis asayim which does not need to be hukaf ledira. Vavikilu makiri mishupa, and this is true even if the roofing is slanted. Kain Gagin Shalonusha Pia Balachson, like our roofs, where it's at an angle. The Kamash Malancha Gambi Fitikra Kazu Yorid Vesosim. And the Chiddush over here is that we say Pitikra Yorid Vesosim, even when it's a roof like this. The after the Kaban Mesim Shin Samachal Siv Bey Sasamam Chaber de Hechel de Pitikra Bishupua Loarmin Pitikra Yorid Vesosim. And even though we're going to say later on in Sim Shin Samachal that we do not apply the principle of Pitikra Yorid Vesosim on a slanted roof, Chilku Ha Achronim Deshain Yachad Minatorish Yachad. The Achronim point out, yeah, but over here it's a lower stakes kind of case, because over here the whole place is on a Doraisa level is Rosh Hashiach in any way. Shari Mukavar Mechitzos, there's four Mechitzos around it. Elo Shechachamim Gazru Bekarpef Yosim Beis Asayim. It's a din midrabanan that if it's a karpef that's more than Beis Asayim, that they require that it be Hukaf Ludira and not just Hukaf. So as far as defining what called Yosem Yibes Asayim, they're willing to rely on a particular Yosem from a slanted roof to minimize the area to make it less than more than Beis Asayim. Lo Armin Yosem Elkin Pia Shove, as opposed to over there where you need a real mechitza. So then we're only going to apply particular Yosem if it's a flat roof. Sif Yud Gimel Karpef Beis Asayim Mitzumtzam. Let's say you have exactly a Beis Asayim V'Chatzer Shnufetzu B'Miluam Zelaze, and you have a chatzer that's totally open up into this karpef. Ha karpef asur mipnei shamakom amchitza miyatro v'nasiyos al sasayim. The karpef becomes asur because the place where that mechitza extends the karpef, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, the karpef becomes a place that is more than beis sasayim. It's considered to be an area that is more than beis sasayim. Mitzumtzam v'lo yamukaf ledira. Meaning the assumption is that it's a karpef that is not mukaf ledira. Because if it were mukaf ledira, you wouldn't have a problem at all. Shenifetzu b'miluam zelaze, that are totally open from one to the other, says the Mishra Bura. Haloshon megumgam. What this is a little bit of a messed up loshon over here. De'be'emes, in reality, im shneim nifetzu b'miluam gam achatzer aser. Because if the karpef and the chatzer were totally open into one another, the chatzer would be aser as well. Not only the karpef, shari pesuach parts the karpef shenasar, because the chatzer would be an area that's completely open to an area that's aser. Elamayri shaya chatzer rachav me'er karpef. Now the case must be that the chatzer is wider than the karpef. V'nishru gufufim me'at stadin, and therefore you do have like the beginnings of walls on the two sides of where the karpef is. V'alkena chatzer mutadolvus with the karpef. So from the perspective of the chatzer, there actually is a wall on that side that faces the karpef. It's not nifratz b'miluo. V'gamay and we also have to assume that the opening in the chatzer is less than 10 amos. Because if it were more than 10 amos, then even if it were you were left with remnants of a wall, it would be asur. Because any opening that's more than 10 amos is not called a pesach. That's already called a pirtza. See, here you have this karpef that from the perspective of the karpef, it opens entirely into the chatzer. chatzer on the fourth side. From the perspective of the chatzer, though, it's not fully open into the karpef. So we say the karpef is going to be asur because the makom hamechitza is miyatra. What does that mean? The avir chatzer in osay yosal beisasayim mishum shu avir amuter. The space of the chatzer does not turn it into something that's more than beisasayim because the avir of the chatzer is mutter anyway. Rak makom shaya mechitza sheinu b'chala chatzer nitzarif ata ima karpef osay yosal beisasayim. It's the space where the missing mechitza would be that makes it, that puts it over the edge, over the line of more than beis asayim. Venasi yosel sasayim, it therefore becomes more than beis asayim. Umayri shekasli akarpef nechlasen betoch chala lachaser mibifnim. It has to be that the walls of the karpef actually enter into the space of the chaser. Osha yukasli akhaser shebetzadzeh betzadzeh yiseir malrochav akarpef arba amos. Or the walls of the chatzar on either side of where the karpef is are at least 4 amos. Otherwise, the karpef would not be considered to be nifratz b'miluo, would not be considered to be fully opened into the chatzar. Sif yadalid, karpef yosem mi-beis hasayim. You have a karpef that's bigger than beis hasayim, shalo hukaf ladira, that's not hukaf ladira, and therefore it's a problem. U'pasach bo pesach v'asa mechitza lefanav yoser me'asara v'huta alidei mechitza zu, and you make a Pesach in it, and you make a mechitza in front of that Pesach that's more than 10 tefachim high, and therefore it becomes the mechitza makes minimizes the karpef, and make, or the mechitza rather makes it that it's a mechitza that the karpef becomes sukkah l'dira. Shal yadav bat mechitza rishonus loyso l'shem dira, and therefore the original mechitza that used to be there that was not l'shem dira is no longer viewed as a mechitza that's there. And then the new mechitza that you just built to make it hukaf ladira falls down. It goes back to the original iser that it had previously prior to you building that extra wall. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Pasach po pesach. Halashon megumgum ktsas. Over here also, lashon l'shulchan aruch is not so clear. Ubimakara dvarim mevor yoser. You could find what it means much more clearly in the Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch is paraphrasing. The case is that you put 3 walls at the end of the wall of your house. The 4th wall in this karpef was the wall of your house that borders on the karpef, and then you make an entrance way into your house. Pasach is not in the karpef; it's a pesach in your house that leads into the karpef. The problem is you built all the 4 walls around the karpef before you opened the pesach, and therefore it's not hukaf ledira because you have to open up that pesach first and then build the walls in order for it to be hukaf ledira. And therefore, in order to make this hukaf ledira, what did you do? Therefore, you built a new wall. And therefore, it becomes hukaf ledira after you made it a dira, after you opened up a doorway from your house. That in this new mechitza, there's a pesach there so that you could use the karpef, and that's what the mechaber means. You make a mechitza further into the karpef, and you make sure that this new mechitza is at least 3 tefachim away from the existing wall of your house. It has to be more than 10, and this refers you back to what we spoke about. To what we spoke about in Siv Vav, where we said that it has to be a 10 amma long wall in order for it to be considered a brand new wall. So that's what it means, not 10 tefachim high, it has to be that as well, but 10 ammas long, at least 10 ammas long, in order that it should be considered a brand new wall, like we said back in Siv Vav. And then that wall fell in, didn't have to be that it fell on its own, it could be you knocked it down, It still is not going to work because now all of the existing walls that you have are walls that were not hukaf ledira. So chozer liisuro goes back to the original lister. We don't say, oh, since this karpef at some point was mutter, so it doesn't go back to the iser that it had previously. If one of the sides of the karpef is the wall of your house, and it was you first had opened it up, opened up a doorway, and then were makifit ledira, v'nafala kosel, and then the wall fell down. Even though the inner walls of the house are still there, and that therefore still closes off the karpef, aval became nesar karpef. The karpef is still considered to be aser. Because those mechitzos that you're relying on from inside your house were not made to surround the karpef; they were made to surround the rooms of your house. And it's not like an outer wall of your house that were originally made to function as both a wall of your house and a wall of the karpef. So to review what we learned today in Sif Yud Beis, we said that if you have a karpef that's three si'in, but you make a roof over one of the si'in, then it becomes mutter again, even if that roof is slanted. And even though typically we don't say pitikri yorid v'sosim on a slanted roof, we do over here because it's anyway rishus seyachal on a daraisa level. Then in Sif Yud Gimel, we said that if you have a karpef that's exactly beis asayim, but from the perspective of the karpef, if it's open wide into a chatzer, even though from the perspective of the chatzer it's not wide open into the karpef, the area where the mechitza would be between the two of them is added onto the space of the karpef, and therefore it becomes aser as a karpef that's yoser mi beis asayim. And then in Sif Yud Dalet we said that if you had a karpef that's yoser mi beis asayim that was not hukaf ledira, and then you opened up a doorway from your house and then built a 10 amma wall that went into the karpef a little bit, so then your karpef is going to be mutter, but once that wall falls down, the karpef goes back to being aser, because all of the walls that remain in the karpef are walls that were not hukaf ledira. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Simon, Shin, and Tess. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining me this evening.